It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montagne. Good morning. Let's try again, shall we, to explain what it means when we hear that the U.S. economy shrank in the fourth quarter of 2012. As we've discussed elsewhere in the program, the decline was slight, just 0.1%, but it is the first contraction of the economy since the Great Recession officially ended in 2009. NPR's Jim Ciroli is with us once again in New York. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
We had technical difficulties. Many people did not hear some of our discussion earlier. So let's go back to the basics here. A decline in GDP, gross domestic product. What does that mean and why did it happen?
Well, it's a big surprise. I mean, the economy grew by 3.1% in the third quarter of 2012, and then it just fell off a cliff, so to speak. I think a lot of economists were expecting a slowdown, but nothing like this. And when you look at the reasons, first, there was a drop in government spending overall, but an especially big drop in federal government spending, and particularly in defense. There was also a drop in exports. We know a lot of American companies that export, in particular to Europe, have seen a big slowdown. So these are factors. These are the kinds of factors that take a bite out of growth. So it's not a recession technically, but it is a slowdown.
Okay, so a setback of sorts. But let me ask about a couple of those things. You said a drop in federal government spending, particularly defense spending. The law didn't change a lot from the third quarter to the fourth quarter, so I'm trying to understand why defense spending would suddenly drop off.
Well, it's probably several factors. I mean, for one thing, we saw a drop in government spending overall, but especially in federal government. Much of it was related to defense. I think that the most important thing is we were approaching the fiscal cliff. There was a lot of concern being expressed about what would happen to government spending, what would happen to taxes at the beginning of the year. That is the kind of thing that has an impact on how much individual government agencies spend.
I just want to make sure, Jim, that individual government agencies spend. Are you saying that some agencies may have actually held back on their spending to be prepared for the possibility of some kind of fiscal chaos in the new year?
You know, it's not really clear. I don't think that we know the answer to that yet. But it's the fiscal cliff definitely seemed to be a factor in general. I mean, it also seemed to be a factor in companies weren't adding to their inventories. They were sort of holding back on production because of concern about these issues. So I think basically you're seeing the problems in Washington, this inability to reach consensus on taxes and spending, sort of having a very concrete effect on the economy.
Okay. Well, that raises an interesting question, Jim Ciroli, because here we are now in a new quarter. We're in the first quarter of 2013, of course, and the fiscal issues are not resolved. Many of them have been pushed into the near future, even though there was a deal to avert the worst of the fiscal cliff at the start of the year.
That's right. And one of the interesting things is this didn't seem to have as much of an impact on consumer spending. We actually saw an increase in that. So you could make the case that things, you know, even with all this, the stuff about the fiscal cliff, that things weren't as bad as they seemed and that growth is, you know, going to resume, that this slight contraction we saw in growth was just temporary. And I think a lot of economists this morning are saying that. They're saying, you know, don't panic. That these numbers also could be revised. They very often are. On the other hand, we've seen, you know, some increases in taxes at the start of the year, the expiration of the payroll tax holiday, and that could have an impact on consumer spending.
If you're, say, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, do you look at numbers like this and think about whether you want to change your policies at all?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, the Fed has been doing this quantitative easing, which is buying up long-term assets as a way of getting money into the economy. It's very controversial. There's been a big debate within the Fed about how long do you think we should keep this going before there's inflation. And I think these numbers just really strengthen the hands of those people at the Fed who say we're not yet there yet. The economy's weak. We have to do everything we can to keep the economy going. And the Fed is meeting today, and that's certain to come up.
Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jim Ciroli. He's in New York. He's helping us to understand a little about the news that the economy, according to the government, declined by 0.1% in the last quarter of last year.